Welcome back to All Tricks, No Treats. Listen, man, doing this podcasting is a little hard.
Yeah, it is. It's not all you think it is.
Even setting up, since our studio isn't done in the garage, not even started. setting up, breaking down, editing, all this stuff is...
Research, chilling the beers.
Chilling the beers, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, and... I just want to thank you, Brianna, for pushing me to want to record every week, because it's you that's always like, are we recording? Are we recording? And I'm like, yeah. But anyway, if it's your first time tuning in, we're a podcast that talks about family, kids, dating. Yeah. And
we kind of done that.
We'd like to make it fun while getting intoxicated. So thanks for joining us. Nice. For the 100 people who download our podcast every week. Pretty stoked.
Yeah, we'd love to know who these people are.
Yeah, for sure. I would too. I don't even know 100 people.
I don't either.
That's crazy. Anyway, yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you for, you know, you're the one that always does the setup and the editing and stuff.
Yeah.
So thank you. And I just thought about this when you did your toast. We do a little toast before we start. And you just talked about like how you like doing it. And I've thought about how much I love doing with you because I like to just talk to you.
Yeah.
I like that time. Remember we woke up at 3 a.m. and we just lay there and talked to each hour, other. Yeah.
And then we woke up and we're like, what just happened?
Uh-huh. I just like talking to you. So this is fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So how has your week been?
For me, it's been pretty shitty because I've had a sore throat for like 7 days. And I went to the ER thinking they'd give me something. And they said, you have a cold. Go home. I said, I told the doctor, I'm like, dude, I wish it was worse news.
When a man has a cold.
But my throat, that's like the worst part. I don't know why sore throats suck so bad. But yeah, it's been okay, I guess. Hmm. But just been sick still. I'm still sick. But
just you now.
Two months going on three doesn't matter, I guess.
Well, I got you that throat coat.
Yeah, it was funny because when you text me that and you came home, I thought it was throat goat. I literally thought of, and I was like, I'm the throat goat. And then that's not really like the cool thing to say.
Well, to clarify, it was tea. I got him tea for his sore throat, and it's literally called throat coat.
Coat, yeah, it's throat coat, not yeah. Goat. You're the throat goat. Oh. We can't get it twisted.
I almost went bah, but that's a sheep. What sound does a goat make?
That's a goat too.
Does it?
Yeah.
A goat does bah?
They go ga. Not bah. Oh. Anyway, yeah. What about you?
I threw my back out for the first time ever this week.
I'm on like maybe 34 back throwouts, but...
It is not fun.
How did it happen?
I don't know.
She knows.
I don't know, but
we woke up one morning and I turned over on her side and I ravaged
okay,
her.
Okay, family, fast forward.
Oh, we know who threw your back at.
I threw my neck, my back. I'm in a.
I wish you finished it.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I woke up one morning and I was like, oh, my back feels kind of sore. Like, oh. It feels a little weird, like a little sore. The day after that, I couldn't even walk. Like I was like hunched over, like trying to do things. And when I went to go pick up Champ, I was like,
Yeah, having a thrown out back is the worst, especially your lower back.
Yeah, and that's what it
Dude,
was.
Dude, it's the worst. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And we're pushing 40, so it's not fun.
I really felt it this time.
That's crazy. That sucks, having your back thrown out for the first time. Because it's like, I know what I'm used to, and you felt it for the first time. I hate those sharp pains.
That make, no, like, they're the that make you double over. Yeah, you're like, oh,
what's going on?
It's like lightning.
I'm coming.
Oh, that is is not what I was going to relate it to, but I was going to say when you're pregnant, sometimes you get this thing. It's called lightning crotch.
Holy shit. I didn't know about that.
No. Yeah. It's in like your groin area. So, you know, like where your legs meet your genital area.
Oh, shit.
This is
getting weird.
And you get genital. And you'll literally just be walking when you're pregnant or doing anything. And usually when you're further into your pregnancy, and all of a sudden you'll just get a jolt in your crotch.
Damn.
That'll make you like double over like that. Like, oh, okay. What's happening?
Yeah. Does it feel good a little bit?
No, it's not. It's called lightning crotch.
I don't know.
It's not called like massage crotch.
Damn. That's interesting. Yeah. You never told me that. Now I know.
Now you're educated on lightning crotch.
Now when I see a pregnant woman, I'm going to be like, lightning crotch.
I got it too.
They're going to say, help. Help me. It's weirdo.
Did anyway. You hear the thunder before the lightning?
You're an idiot.
Okay, well, let's before we go any further, cheers to lightning crotch and
being sick and throat coat for 3 months straight. Cheers. Throat is coated with butt ice. Mm. Ooh, crispy.
One more thing we did this week was we got a little time to ourselves.
We did.
So we went, did a little thrifting and estate sale shopping.
Yeah, we did. We hit 2 estate sales and 2 thrift stores.
Yeah, 2 thrift stores.
Yeah, one was closed. The third one was, but
on a Saturday.
Yeah, which is weird. And I'm like, I get really pumped up because I see these videos online of people thrifting and reselling on eBay. So I bought like, I don't know, a couple $100 worth of clothes.
Yeah, you bought a good amount of shirts.
And it listed them all today. And before, I was there for like 3.5 hours. And before I left, I got an order. And it was something I had in my closet. It wasn't even the clothes that I bought. So hopefully I get a couple more orders. I just do that for fun. It's cool doing that. But we were at a estate sale in Yorba Linda. And for those who don't know, we're from Whittier, California. And we grew up going to this donut shop called Mother's Made Donuts. And in Yorba Linda, out of all places, they had a Mother's Made Donuts shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen one ever in my entire life. I've been going there since I was 4 years old, probably. Yeah,
that's what I said. Did you even know they sold them?
No. And she found it in a closet that I already looked in, and I was like, I'm buying it. I'll probably never wear it, but it's crazy. It was in Yorba Linda at a dead person's house that we bought.
No.
But shout out to Mother's Made Donuts if you haven't been there. Oh man, they're delicious.
The best breakfast sandwiches, and they include little yellow chilies with their sandwiches.
Oh yes,
off the wall roaring.
Their pastrami is to die for.
I like the one with the hot dog in it.
The hot dog sandwich.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. My gosh, actually that reminds me, my best friend, she texted me a while ago. She said she was joking with one of her friends about World War III and if we were drafted and what it would take for us to commit treason.
Uh-huh.
Like what would be the one thing to make you, like I pictured it as the homemade booby trap with the box with the stick under it. Like what would be in there to make you like give up?
Uh-huh.
So she said if the enemy offers her an air-conditioned room with a couch and Jersey Shore on, she said for one of my friends Coors Light, my other friend a bean burrito,
extra cheese.
I feel like you know who these I are do. For yeah. Cheese. Mm-hmm. And then for me she put I thought of them luring you with an LA hot dog.
That's a good one.
So I wanted to ask you, what would be your one thing that you would be lured with?
Damn, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe if they somehow got the recipe for Hawaiian Island barbecue and then had a nice cigar for dessert, I'd be like...
Oh, so you want like a 3-course meal.
Take care of me. Yeah, fucking take care of me and I'll tell you all the secrets. Wow. I don't know. Maybe a cigar and some whiskey.
I thought yours would be an elote.
Oh, yeah. That too. Damn. That's good. We actually just pulled over for one after we ate.
After we thrifted, we got some ramen. And maybe like 2-3 minutes later, after we drove away from the ramen place, we heard beep beep. It was an Elote man. We had to pull over.
That was an interesting
meet meet.
Yeah,
it was, did I sound like the Roadrunner?
Oh, it was that. It was a fucking.
Well, how does it sound? Honk honk.
Like clown. Dun dun dun. Dun.
What? What's dun dun dun?
Not dun dun. Like.
Horn. No dun dun.
Okay, it's not that. Anyway. Oh. Yeah. I throw the elote in there too. Yeah, that sounds good.
Nice. Cool. So, our topic for today. What are we?
I don't know.
Ooh. It's all about making it official.
Quote unquote official.
Oh. Why quote unquote?
Because there's people sometimes who are weird about making it like official. There's people who don't want to make it official and just say like, oh, I don't like labels. Like, so you're together, but they don't like labels, but you're not together. You know, that's why I say quote unquote.
Do you think that's so they can do other things?
100%. That's why I didn't want, not like I'm a player or anything, but that's why I was scared to get together.
I just said, do you think that's so they can do other things? And you said, that's why. Wow.
No.
We just celebrated. Oh, we are doing this topic because we just celebrated 11 years of being together.
Okay.
And that's.
I don't mean wow. It like I was just scared of commitment to me. There's a couple of things that people would do to say they're afraid of making it official. That was mine. Yeah. But there are people, obviously, who don't want to make it official because it's technically not cheating. If you don't put a label on it. That's why people want to hook up with other people.
Okay, Ariana.
Oh my goodness.
So, we did some polls. And our first one was, how long until you had the talk to make it, quote unquote, official? 17% said days. 75% said months. And 8% said, I'm still not sure if we're official, with a little melting face.
I feel sorry for those.
Next one is, who asked who? And it was 50-50.
Damn.
50% said they asked me, of course, with the little lady going with her hand up. And then the other 50% said, I asked. I know how to get what I want, with the guy going. And then we asked, how did the combo go? What did you say? We would love to hear your stories. And a few people answered.
Mm-hmm.
About a month. My man just introduced me as his girlfriend and didn't even ask, 8 years in, with a crying laughing face.
Holy shit.
I feel like that probably happens more than we realize.
That's a ballsy move.
I feel like that's like you just get very comfortable with each other. You've already like kind of fall into the relationship mode and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is, I said, hey, we've been fucking for months now. It's good. So let's just make it official.
Damn.
With a laughing, smiling face.
Shit. Yay. You know, when you get intimate, that they're the one, you know? Yeah. Sometimes it's hit or miss with people, but they knew, I guess.
Yeah. Next one is, he asked after a month of talking, and I said no, and he stopped taking me seriously.
That's how it ended?
Yeah.
Why would she? I mean, a month is kind of early, but.
A month can kind of be early, but like, if someone says no, why do you just. That sucks.
Because you're fucking heartbroken and you think you're at a certain point, but obviously you're not.
After a month? What if it's like you didn't even know each other? A month of knowing each other.
Okay, I know this is different times, but I have a buddy whose parents got married like within a month of meeting each other. And he only knew English, she only knew Spanish. They couldn't even fucking communicate, and they got married.
How did that happen?
Because it's love. I don't know. You can't fucking explain it.
Did they just communicate via eye contact?
Via P and V G.
Ew!
I just remembered that. But so this whole topic is funny because there are people, mostly like back in the day, right? That they would get married pretty quick, but nowadays it's hard to kind of find someone. I think that's just my opinion, but I mean, so a month, I mean, if you feel it, I guess. She didn't.
She didn't, but he just let it go. It sucks.
It is what it is.
Last one. When do we go to the topic on how to talk to girls? They scare me.
Dude, girls are fucking
Should we
nuts.
Make that a topic?
I think it's just the times, man.
Why is it just girls?
How are guys are fucking out of control.
Please.
It's hard to find a fucking... We always say this. If we didn't work out, like if we broke up for some reason, no problem probably finding a guy. ASAP.
No.
Within a month, like that girl. Me, I'm doomed. It's me and I'm... Before she leaves the house and moves out, or I move out, I'm taking some of her socks.
Ew, if you can find them, because I can't.
It's over for me. It's over, but it's hard. I mean, for both, I guess. Yeah, it's super hard to date nowadays, and I don't know what I would do with myself. But
I have friends that are single, and I've even said as well, like from things I've heard, I would not survive. I'd just go into a cave and
masturbate all day.
Become a hermit.
Holy shit.
Just eat a bunch of LA dogs.
I would too. I'd go back with you and we'd work it out.
We'd just find each other in the cave.
We'd eating, feed each other.
Eating LA dogs and go, huh? Would that be it?
I guess.
I guess. Okay. I was kind of inspired by the show The Bear, because there's a scene where he's talking to another chef and he says, "Is Claire my girlfriend? What do you have to ask? You have to ask to see." And then the other guy replies to me. He's like, "Are you my girlfriend? That's fucked." He's just basically saying, like, you really have to ask someone to be your girlfriend these days. So what do you consider making it official?
When the two parties involved, one of them asks the other and they say yes. Like a mini marriage.
It's very formal.
I think you have to be clear. I would never introduce you as my girlfriend if I've never asked you to be my girlfriend. I think that's strange.
Okay. Do you want to talk about when we became official? So, for the longest time, we started hanging out in like November. 11 years ago. And then for the longest time, you would even tell me, "I'm too scared. I'm scared. I'm scared to have a girlfriend.
I'm a man." You know? The men listening know how it is. It started getting pretty serious around November 8th.
That's my birthday. Just, you know, we celebrated my birthday.
You know, we didn't, you know.
Oh, my God. Okay.
November 8th, you know?
That's another anniversary.
And we dated a long time. 3 months.
Yeah, no.
3 months isn't that long. That's perfect, I think. I asked her in January 23rd. Mm-hmm. Which just passed, and she texts me, "Oh, it's our 11th year of like being boyfriend girl."
No, we were in bed and it turned midnight. I went, "Hey, happy 11 years."
We don't celebrate it, so that's why I wasn't in trouble, that I forgot about it. But we talked for 3 months, and then I asked her. I didn't ask you?
You did.
Why are you making that noise then?
Because the whole time you're like, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Yeah, but I knew I fucking loved you so much, so I asked you. I think I just asked you. I was saying that because I was a young lad, and I was 22. I turned 23 in that April. But getting it, the only reason I was scared is because I knew Brianna was the one. I knew it, and I didn't want to, it sounds kind of bad, but I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah. You didn't want to settle
that,
down.
Not that I was gonna be a fucking hoe or anything, but I like being single, you know. And but yeah, that was a better decision for me, and I went for it.
Oh, yeah.
I was scared. I told her I was scared, and then I said, "Do you want to be my girlfriend?" And she just went. And then we were official.
If you weren't watching, he said, I just smiled and nodded.
Yeah, I don't think you said yes. You just went, uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's it, bro. I'm signing off, you know?
Oh, wow. Everything comes to light today.
Not in a bad way, but you know what I mean. Anyway, that's how we got. We were laying in her bed and I asked her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So when do you ask the time frame?
That's a thing. You don't know, you know, like for some people it's days. For some people it's months. For some people it's years.
So,
Jinx, what do you got?
There's no certain amount of time it should take. It varies by everyone. According to a social worker that I was reading from online, she said you can't have the conversation after the first few dates or even within the first few weeks. After all, it takes time to see if the relationship has what it needs to become something more serious. So there's no official time frame. You just pretty much have to go off how you've been feeling. Yeah. So do you want to stop being a hoe or do you not want to stop being a hoe?
I agree with that person. But listen, there's a point where you're ready to settle down. And I think that whether it's weeks or days or months, you need to let that person know. Because if they're not in like the same mindset or the same feeling as you, just like that guy who, when she said no, he left, kind of. You need to not, like, waste your time. So, there are some people who want to wait, but there are some people who are not willing to wait. And you need to bring it up, I think. So, there isn't a set time, you know, but there are people who have such a strong connection where it's obvious that it's going to be brought up. Yeah, it's going to happen. But other people who it's not so obvious and it takes like longer amount of time, if you think you're ready, you need to bring it up in that conversation. But that's my opinion, I guess.
What about, like you said, that guy who he asked and she wasn't ready, but what if she becomes ready, like after a certain amount of time, like he becomes emotionally unavailable?
That's the thing, like you don't know how.
That's the risk.
How much time they need. So I don't think he should have cut her off like right then and there. He should have been like, okay, he's going to be sad, dude. He's going to be super sad if he asks a girl and they say no. Who wouldn't be? But he needs to make it known, like, listen, like, I see future with you and this is where I'm at. So she needs to let him know. Not a time frame, but like, what are her thoughts? Like, what is she thinking? What does she see from this? So you're not wasting each other's time, especially if they're our age. We're old as fuck now. So you can't be like, I'm not ready and I'm fucking 40 years old, you know? I don't think so. You need to, if you don't think that they're the one, then you shouldn't just like try to keep it going, I guess. You should move on for his and her sake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question about, this is what I didn't tell you. Seeing other people before making it official, should you tell them?
What do you mean?
Like before you make it official with a certain person, should you tell them that you're seeing other people or that you're hanging out with other people, you're talking to other people? Do you think they deserve to know?
Holy fuck, that's a curveball.
Okay, well, I'll go first. Yeah, while you think. I think that you should kind of, not like you need to sit them down and have a talk about it, but you should kind of like hint at it, bring it up a little bit, because, you know, when you're hanging out with someone, maybe being physical, making things a little bit more complicated, you should kind of keep in consideration their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I think feelings is different from being exclusive. Like, you don't want to just be like, oh, we're exclusive.
Yeah.
And then, because if they get hit with that kind of sucks.
Yeah. So I think if that conversation hasn't already come up, why are you even fucking asking someone to be official? Like, I would, if I was dating someone or multiple people, I wouldn't ask a person to be my girlfriend, you know, because I'm seeing other people. I think that conversation would have already taken place. You don't ask someone to be your girlfriend or boyfriend if you're hooking up with other people, right?
No, yeah, no. I mean, is like before you make it official, like before it becomes official, yeah. If you're like hanging out, because I feel like when you're on your way to making it official, you're already being like, you're spending a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
So that's what I see. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. Maybe.
I think you should be exclusive before you ask someone to be your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, not seeing other people.
Yeah.
It should just be you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here are some tips on how to have the talk.
Oh, no.
Okay. One, set the right ambiance.
Okay.
The setting can make or break the conversation. Whether it's your favorite restaurant, like your favorite fried chicken place.
Like the alcove when I set the ambiance and I told someone I liked her. And she was like, okay. And I was like, oh, shit, this is wild.
Wait, was that you trying to become exclusive?
Yes.
Aww.
And she broke my heart.
I'm sorry. So I have, whether it's your favorite restaurant or just at home, make sure it's a place where you both feel at ease.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, also if you get denied, you don't want to be at Knott's Berry Farm on a ride.
Drink a whole bottle of vodka and saw Beirut, you know?
Oh, no.
And drove home blacked out.
is that why you blacked out? Were you drinking your feelings?
That's not why, but it helped. Help suppress some suicidal thoughts.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. It helped, like, not be sad.
Oh.
All right.
Still next. Not sorry.
Next.
So the next one is, have some honesty with a side of tact. So it's essential to be genuine about your feelings. Mention specific instances that make you think about the relationship's direction, but also read the room.
Uh-huh.
It's like presenting a gift. It's not just what's about inside, but it's also about how you wrap it, how it's coming.
Yeah. I think you shouldn't make it weird. Try to make it the least weird as possible. Because it is kind of like a... Dating sucks, you know? Like, you never know 100% if someone's ready to, like, really settle down. Unless you feel that connection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, if... it doesn't work out, like, try your best not to make it, like, weird. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, really, but...
Well, yeah, you brought your bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
You knew what to do.
For sure.
Okay, next one is, open-ended questions are your friends. So they're a great way to foster a meaningful conversation. Instead of pushing for something, you just kind of ask, which is like, what are we?
Mm-hmm.
Are you exclusive? What are we doing? Like, leave the floor open for conversation. You know, because you don't want to be the one to be like, hey, I want you to be my girlfriend, and this is why, and this is why. And then it's just silence and crickets. Weird. Because you've already laid it all out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Next one is, share your vision. Talk about where you see your relationship going. Not in a we must plan everything way, but a casual chat about like what you kind of feel like is going on, what you'd like to see. Yeah, not, you know.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is, make it about the two of you. And I feel like this one is very important because it's not just about you and your feelings. You need to pause and listen to what they have to say as well.
Yeah, I agree. Getting together with someone is a huge life step. That's pretty serious because it's not just you anymore. You have to think about your partner now and everything you do pretty much.
It takes two, baby.
Yeah.
Last one is, acknowledge their feelings. If they need time to think or have some reservations, be understanding. Remember, it's something about the both of you. And every step, even the little ones where they're a little bit hesitant, they're mm-hmm. essential to your little story together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that's it.
Cool. Those are some good tips to keep in mind.
Yeah. Good luck.
But there's some fucking crazy people who
won't listen to those tips.
Who just like fucking make it weird. Don't think of the other person's feelings. I want this. I want you. I just want to be with you. And they're like,
I love you.
Holy shit. The L word.
Oh, I love that show.
But yeah, that's funny. I mean, obviously there are things that everybody knows what to do, right? But implementing them and moving your relationship forward or talking to the significant other is hard, I think.
Yeah, that's a big conversation to have.
It's rough. You get a lot of fucking butterflies and you're like, holy shit, what's happening? I hope they feel the same way. But yeah.
I feel like you're constantly going back to the alcove right now.
No. Fuck that person. I already told you I'd love to say what happens to people after I date them, but it's not very nice.
And we're working on that for 2024. So.
We're working on positive vibes to everyone.
We wish you nothing but light and happiness.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Next is our Ask Me. Oh. Wow. Okay. So our question for today is, what is holding you back from asking out the woman you like?
Jesus.
I didn't even think of that.
Really?
Yeah. I just picked the next one. Okay. So someone said, we work together and I like my job.
Yeah. That could fuck up a whole job for sure.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah.
But what if you have like the best connection ever? Would you leave your job?
Leave? Why would I leave?
So you could ask someone out.
No, just ask him out.
What if you worked at like Burger King?
Just ask him out. Who cares?
Because what if things go bad?
You know what trips me out? When people like each other at work and then they're like, we need to tell management and sign a fucking policy, you know, that stupid. I don't even forget what it's called, you know, but why? Keep it under wraps, you dumb fucks. Stop being weird and keep flipping burgers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Next one is her lack of existence.
She doesn't exist.
She doesn't exist.
Sucks for you.
Well, I did ask a woman out and her exact response was, ew, no. I don't think I have ever fully recovered from that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
If you can't catch that she doesn't like you or into you, then you need to fucking figure it out, dude.
Currently unemployed, don't have the courage to ask anyone out.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like in every situation in life, you're never going to be 100% ready. I don't believe that. But if you don't have a job or if you don't have your shit together a little bit at least, then how the fuck are you going to take care of another person or be in like a healthy relationship? Especially if you're a man, because I think men have to take care of women. Not like 100%. You get me, right? Like, men should be able to provide, you know? But if you don't have a job or a fucking car or something, you know? Like, you need to fucking do something. If you're older. Because
all of a sudden it comes if you're older. Wait. Okay, tell them.
Well, if you're older. Because when we started dating, I didn't have anything. I didn't even have a place to live. I would sneak in her house every night. Every night, baby. That's why you saved me, Beth.
Aww. You know,
but we were young, we were stupid, we were 22 years old, and but now I'm speaking now, like if you're 35 years old, dude, you better have some. Like, I just texted my buddy because this girl he was dating, I don't know, it didn't work out. And for some reason, she came up on my TikTok and I hit him up.
The girl he was dating?
Yeah, you met her. At a baseball game. She's like in her 30s. I'm not trying to hate on like school, but it's like you're in your mid 30s and you're saying like, I'm at college and I don't have time for friends, or making like stupid fucking TikToks and you're like 40 years old going to college. Like, I'm glad he didn't fucking date this girl, because this guy's everything he ever wanted, you know? Like, there are people who need to fucking figure it out, you know? You can't use the college excuse for your whole life. That's just one example. I don't know. But if you're like 35 years old in your 30s, you need to fucking have something figured out. If not, then I don't know, man. You need to fucking
okay,
run
yeah.
Run a lap.
I get that. Run a lap.
I don't know. I don't even know. You have run to fucking do mile. Something. Come over so I could be mean to you and fucking tell you to fucking do something.
Well, you could anyway. Swim some laps in our pool. You'll just pull your head up. He'll be yelling at you.
And I won't turn the heater on either. You're ooh, going in that cold ass fucking.
You getting that cold plunge?
Yeah. Our fucking daughter just fell in. She could fucking go in there. You could go in there. She was crying, but whatever. These people piss me off.
Aye.
Fucking lazy ass motherfuckers.
Aye.
Want to be in a relationship? God. You can't even wipe your own ass. All right. Sorry. I'm getting a little getting a little hot, you know?
Heated. We have two more. The fact she's my wife. If I asked her to be my girlfriend, I think she'd get mad. That one's cute. No. Last one. I did. She broke things off with me a week ago.
What? How long were they dating? I need more context on that one.
That's it. That's all they have.
Yeah.
So he asked her out and she broke up with him a week. We don't even know. It could have been like 5 years, 2 months.
Okay. Going back to the one before that.
Asking your wife to become your girlfriend?
Yeah. There are still some times I text you, marry me. Because I used to tell you that, like a long time ago, before we were even married, obviously, I would just tell you, marry me. And then you'd say, like, let's go.
Yeah, that's my answer every single time.
But I feel like the same thing. Like, I always tell you, marry me because I can't get enough of you.
Aw, cute. You're making up for that saying of you being a hoe. Cute. You were a hoe. Use a hoe, you throat coat. Okay, and that's it for our Ask Men.
Nice, I like that one.
Yeah, lastly is our Hot Gosling.
You're cheating.
Please. Okay, so Coachella was announced.
The lineup is shit, I think.
Oh, well, they announced and the ticket sales are the lowest they've ever been in a decade.
Who's trying to see Doja Cat?
Ugh, ugh. I don't like her.
I saw Tyler, the Creator, in 2012 at Coachella.
Sorry.
Are they doing... I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that to, like... Are they, like... Are they recycling people?
They're, like, rotating?
Not in a bad way. I mean, I like some of his stuff, you know, but... And that's when everyone dressed like fucking Easter baskets, like, because they dressed weird. You know, those fucking... All those fucking... All those Tyler, the Creator guys, all those Earl sweatshirt. They used to wear like the Supreme hats with like floral button ups and like purple shorts.
No, like, that's like golf attire.
Like, yeah, like they're fucking weird. And I would always be like, dude, what are these guys? All the kids that were there, I'm like, dude, this is insane. Like these people look fucking stupid. But I mean, I love Tyler, the Creator, but you know what I mean? Like it was cool.
Back then.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it could be, he's, listen, he's the one that I'm like, damn, I'd see him, you know? Who's
the one?
Him and Lana Del Rey.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like them too, but Doja Cat, like, ugh. Who else is Deftones?
Lana Del Rey, Deftones, I'm a little offended. I mean, I'm a huge Deftones fan, but I think they're like the third or fourth line down. I don't know what line.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's a bigger stage still, though.
Ugh, I'm so offended. No Doubt. Is going to be there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, No Doubt is going to be there. That's, you know, Deftones for me, Deftones and No Doubt are the best ones there.
Yeah, and Tyler. I'd see Deftones, No Doubt, and Tyler, the Creator, for sure. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying.
We know what you're saying.
Who else is good? I try to look up people, but I didn't see any cool people.
Oh, wait. I think I have the lineup. Hold on. See it. Well, let me just say this. In 2015, it sold out in 40 minutes. How long ago was it announced?
Maybe like 2 weeks ago.
It's still on sale now.
Jesus, it would sell out quick.
Yeah, it sold. Well, that's why I said in 2015, it sold out in however many minutes? 40 minutes?
40?
Hold on.
Listen, I hope David's not listening, but I have been wanting to take him to Coachella Fest. And he's been wanting to go since 2010. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll get a day pass or 2 day pass. Why is No Doubt down there?
Well, it says and .. No Doubt, I think, because they're such a huge band, like they're just using
that. I wish they were where Doja Cat is.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah.
Yeah, So there's Lana Del Rey, Peso Pluma, Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, shit. I love Peso. That's my homie.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
So Deftones is the second line, but I feel like they should be a headliner. So Everything Always, Tyler, the Creator, Blur, Ice Spice. Oh, Sublime.
Oh, that's good.
Dom Dalla, Bleachers, Grimes.
John is Grimes good?
Grimes, I think I've heard a few of Grimes things. This is how we show our age. We're old.
I think she's good. Maybe.
That's the one that dated Shia.
Grimes. Don't not accuse them
the
of
The one that came with all the accusations Never about
mind.
Him.
Never mind, Grimes, no.
You grimy Grimes.
You grimy, baby.
Oh, no, 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 no. No.
Grimy you're Grimes.
Not. You're not. Yes. No.
Okay.
Doja Cat. J Balvin. Janae,
say Aiko. People we know. I don't care about those
I
people.
Know. Well, we don't know what these people are in our 30s.
A lot of them are DJs, I think.
Lil Yachty.
Oh, shit.
DJ Snake.
DJ Snake?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I just opened up another link.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's it.
Harsh. Who's the fucking booking agent on that thing?
Well, I was reading a lot of comments from people, and a lot of people were saying, like, well, first of all, it's the economy. A lot of people were saying that, like, buying eggs is hard enough. I'm not going to pay for a 3-day pass for Coachella.
Thank your boy, Joe Biden.
Okay. And then a lot of people were also saying, like, a lot of the artists who are touring, who are on there, are already touring. They just finished a tour. They're on tour right now. Like, it's easier to just see who you want to see.
Yeah.
You know, instead of paying going for to Coachella? All these. Yeah, yeah, to see them. Yeah. So
that makes sense.
Good luck, Coachella.
I feel like the lineup hasn't been good for
a few years. 10 years. Yeah, since 2015.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. Okay. Is that it?
Well, the last one is our hot gosses. We got a response to our hot goss of last week.
Ariana Grande.
Uh-huh. And it says Ariana Grande in all caps. Isn't the one who ruined a marriage, by the way. The SpongeBob guy is the one who ruined it. He was the married one. He was the one who made vows. Her new song is gross. She has no decorum. But the only people who can ruin a marriage are the ones who are married. But I love you. I'll stop yelling.
I agree. That's what I told you last week, too.
Ariana Grande herself she was sucks. Married. Yeah. She was married herself.
I don't know. No,
so
no,
she,
no.
Not only did she ruin that marriage because they went on a double date together, and how cringy is that to go on a double date with someone and then end up with them?
That is pretty weird.
But she was married herself.
Yeah, that's weird.
Uh-huh.
No, but I think... Okay, I don't know what I think. Okay.
We got a response to that because we posted it.
We got a response to the response?
Uh-huh. We got response squared.
Okay.
That's it. And they said, nah, Ariana sus.
I agree with that, too.
I agree with that, too.
Both of them are the SpongeBob reference. He kind of looks like Mrs. Potts. Is that her name?
Who's Mrs. Potts?
The driving instructor. Is that not her name?
No. The the flounder-looking lady? What's her name? Driving instructor. How do I look that up? Driving instructor?
SpongeBob?
Instructor. Mrs. Puff? Mrs. Potts.
Is it Mrs. Potts?
Mrs. Potts.
Is it Mrs. Potts from fucking Beauty and the Beast?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Mrs. Puff.
Mrs. Puff.
He looks like Mrs. Puff, kind of.
No, Miss Puff looks kind. He does not.
Yeah, the guy looks funky. Looks
devious.
Damn. I mean, she isn't a funky looking guy.
Oh, she is.
What's his name's weird looking? Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. He is pretty funny, though. But, yeah, fuck them both. I don't care about them.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Anyway, good hot goss. Mm-hmm. Thanks for responding to the response.
Yeah, we like that. We honestly, even if we don't agree, we welcome any sort of response so we can talk about it.
I love particularly when people hate because I love responding.
You love a good debate?
To their response. But anyway... That's it, right?
Yeah, that's
cool.
It.
Cool. So hopefully the next episode or the one after that, we could do skeletons in the closet. Mm-hmm. And Brianna will tell you their number real quick.
So our phone number is 562-457-0613.
Perfect. You could call, text. It'll go straight to voicemail. You can leave a voicemail, and we'll read it during our show, and we'll laugh and have a good time, you know. Tell a secret, whatever. Talk shit about anybody, us, your kids. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, you know. We're going to keep this going, and we'll catch you on the flip-flop later.
Bye.